Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Hope you guys had a good Thursday. Only five games thanks to two rainouts. Small day of action for you there. We got a full Friday ahead. Full 15 games starting at 6:40 p.m. Eastern. We'll get you previewed there as well. But let's recap your Thursday, April 11th action on the diamond. A couple of postponements. As I mentioned, Cincinnati and Milwaukee postponed. The game will be rescheduled for August 30th as a split doubleheader. A little bit of notes here. The Reds will just skip Nick Martinez's start in the rotation and stay on schedule with Andrew Abbott on Friday, Nick Lodolo on Saturday, and Graham Ashcraft on Sunday. The Reds were going to go to a six-man rotation. This makes it a lot easier. Minnesota and Cleveland, the Twins and Guardians game was postponed as well. It'll be rescheduled for August 9th as a split doubleheader. Lars Nootbaar coming back finally. I've been saying it over and over on the show, and they keep pulling it back. Nootbaar was activated from the IL. He will rejoin the Cardinals on Friday. Pedro Pages was sent to AAA. He was the third catcher they called up. For now, Victor Scott is safe. We'll see how where this goes. Dude's hitting below 100 right now. Looking forward to seeing what the lineups look like this week when it comes to playing time for one Victor Scott. Brent Rooker. Okay, stick with me on this one. Rooker was placed on the IL with a costochondral cartilage injury. I had to Google it too. I get it. The injury occurs when the cartilage connecting the ribs to the sternum is damaged. Rooker's ribs may be fractured is what it comes down to. We don't know, but at least the cartilage connecting the two pieces is fractured. Pretty much the only way for cartilage to heal is to be a couch potato in essence, do nothing, just let it sit there and heal. We'll see. The A's called up rookie Max Schumann from AAA. He's not on the 40-man roster yet, so a corresponding move will need to take place. That has not happened yet. Last year, Schumann hit .277 with 9 home runs and 20 steals over 103 games at AAA. Michael Massey of the Kansas City Royals, he played his third straight game in AAA. He played second, then a DH, back to second on Thursday as he's rehabbing from his back injury. After the game, the Royals will reassess his injury and see where and what is next in store for Michael Massey. Jose Urquidy of the Houston Astros should throw a bullpen session this weekend, which would be a major step in getting him better, and the Astros will be able to form a timeline for Urquidy's return to the club, which they need, with pitchers like Hunter Brown getting absolutely blown up on the mound these days. More Astros news. Framber Valdez is feeling better, and he may start playing catch in the coming days, and hopefully this weekend. When Framber first got hurt, they said it wasn't structural. It was just inflammation in his elbow. They're going to shut him down, then ramp him back up. Looks like we're getting some positive news. Time will tell, but let's cross our fingers. We get Framber in maybe 3 weeks or so. DJ LeMahieu of the New York Yankees, we kind of stopped talking about him because he was coming back, and the foot's just a mess. Well, we know LeMahieu's been taking batting practice, taking ground balls, but not moving a ton. On Thursday, LeMahieu was like taking full-on infield ground balls, moving, throwing, the whole thing, which is great to see. And the Yankees are going to have LeMahieu come on the upcoming road trip with the team to continue working out with the team and get ready for a return, hopefully sooner than later. Cody Bradford of the Texas Rangers, he got the start against the A's Wednesday, due to Michael Lorenzen needing another rehab start. Bradford was great. After said start, Bruce Bochy said Bradford will stay in the Rangers rotation. There were thoughts Bradford would be replaced by Michael Lorenzen. We'll see. Lorenzen's set to join the rotation next week. If Lorenzen does so, Dane Dunning and Andrew Heaney seem to be the odd man out, one of the two. I lean towards Heaney. He left the rotation and moved to the bullpen last year. Could see a similar fate in store. Time will tell. Romy Gonzalez of the Boston Red Sox, he was called up a couple days ago to platoon with David Hamilton at shortstop. Well, Gonzalez showed up to Fenway with a brace on his wrist on Thursday. He said he injured the wrist sliding back into the bag on Wednesday. X-rays came back negative for Gonzalez, so he'll remain day-to-day. While he's out, David Hamilton should play every day, and I love it. He's already has a homer and a steal so far. He's been a power and speed guy in the minors, hoping he would be the regular shortstop. Platoon situation kind of sucks, but for now, platoon might be on a short hold. Vaughn Grissom of the Boston Red Sox. He'll begin his rehab assignment on Friday with the Woo Sox as he works his way back from his spring injury. When he returns, Grissom is expected to be the primary second baseman and will get some reps at shortstop. This is one to keep an eye on. Kind of surprised me that we're here, but I get it. In Oakland, when Boston was in Oakland, Devers hurt his shoulder and was a late scratch. He hurt it in batting practice and kind of kept playing since then. Well, on Thursday, the Red Sox says Devers' shoulder is still bothering him. He expects to get a few days off over the weekend to let it heal. For now, he's not going on the IL, but manager Alex Cora said the IL is still not out of the question, as they'd rather take time now to let him heal so he can be around full-time later in the season. So keep an eye on this one. The Red Sox might actually kind of do a half-smart thing and rest Devers now to get him healthy for the stretch run. Oscar Colas, he was called up on Wednesday to take Yoan Moncada's spot on the roster. He pinch hit. And on Thursday, Oscar Colas was sent back to AAA. The White Sox continue to be one of the worst run franchises in baseball. Alan Winans was not whining. Well, he was whining all the way back to AAA. Winans had a rough start on Thursday against the Mets, got blown up. And then after the game, Winans was sent back to AAA. No corresponding move has been announced just yet. I'd imagine the Braves go with a reliever, who knows, or the next starter. They're probably trying to assess if it's Schauver, if it's Dodd, if it's Bryce Elder. Time will tell on that one. Last but not least, Yoan Ramirez, a reliever for the Mets, was traded to the Baltimore Orioles for cash considerations. Ramirez has thrown 5 1/3 innings out of the bullpen in 3 outings this season. He's allowed 7 earned runs while walking 4 and striking out 6. Not a ringing endorsement for Yoan Ramirez. All right, let's talk about some hitting highlights from Thursday. Short slate on the diamond, so not a ton to go off here, but we had some fun ones. Colton Cowser has been playing regularly this week, and thank you, sweet baby Jesus. Colton Cowser, 3 for 5 with a double and 2 home runs on Thursday. 2 runs scored and 4 RBIs. Cowser's now hitting .458 with 2 home runs, 11 RBIs, and 26 plate appearances. Cowser's widely available, still in fantasy, and the Orioles face 5 righties out of 6 games next week, so get your Cowser on. Vinny P, rough start to the season as he's coming back from shoulder injury last year. He's heating up, folks. Pasquantino went 3 for 5 with a double, a run scored, and 3 RBIs on Thursday. The Italian Breakfast has now had 3 hits in back-to-back games, and the Royals just won their 7th straight game, all home games to top it off, as they're rocking and rolling. And then Brandon Marsh of the Philadelphia Phillies. Marsh went 1 for 3 with a home run, a run scored, and 2 RBIs on Thursday. I've always been a Marsh fan, especially in deeper leagues. Right now, he's 12-team viable. Phillies have a great schedule next week for righties. And on the season, Marsh is hitting .333, 4 home runs, 6 runs scored, 9 RBIs, and a stolen base. So Marsh and Cowser, 2 of the 3 hitting highlights, good pickups for next week. On yesterday's show, we mentioned Gavin Sheets. Great pickup as the White Sox play 6 right-handed pitchers. If you want more details on all the day's top hitters, make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com. Some starting pitching highlights from Thursday. J.P. Sears, 6 1/3, no earned, 1 hit, 3 walk, 5 Ks against the Texas Rangers in Arlington. Sears had 12 whiffs and a 32% CSW on 88 pitches. Outstanding stuff from Sears after he struggled tremendously in his first 2 outings. Ranger Suarez, 6 innings, no earned, 2 hits, 2 walks, 8 Ks. Beautiful start for Ranger Suarez versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. Suarez has 12 whiffs, 32% CSW on 97 pitches. It's been a good start to the year for Ranger Suarez, who finished the season okay, had a really good spring. Through 3 starts so far, Ranger Suarez has 17 innings pitched, 5 earned runs, and 19 strikeouts, good for a 2.65 ERA. Jared Jones of the Pirates, opposite Suarez in that matchup, pretty good also. 6 1/3, 3 earned, 6 hits, no walks, 8 strikeouts. Jones had 15 whiffs and a 36% CSW on 85 pitches. Smith now has 25 Ks on the season and 18 innings pitched with 8 earned runs. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Not a ton in the relief pitching world on Thursday, but Mason Miller did pick up his 2nd save of the year, looked outstanding in Texas. And then Craig Kimbrell got the win for the Orioles as he came in as the Orioles won in extras 9-4 against the Boston Red Sox. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for all things relief pitching. All right, before we take a peek at Friday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. DFS, we have a 12-game main slate on Friday night starting at 7.05 p.m. Eastern time. Lots of ways to go here. Pitching side of things, Yoshinobu Yamamoto versus San Diego Padres. Bryce Miller versus the Cubs. Those are both pay-up spots, but not bad. If you want to save some shekels, Tanner Houck versus the Angels dominated them in his last time out. Reed Detmers versus Boston. Detmers dominated Boston. Boston strikes out a ton versus left-handed pitching and are hitting horrific versus them. So that's fun. Blackburn versus Washington, and then Brendan Faught versus St. Louis Cardinals. If you're looking for some bats, there's lots of ways to go on this slate, but we'll start with Toronto versus Feltner, pretty much any team versus the Rockies, check. Cincinnati versus Chris Flexen, check. Yankees versus Cookie. Carrasco's very interesting. Cleveland versus Schmidt. Cleveland's just pesky and keeps wearing you down. Oakland versus Irvin, Braves versus Rodgers, many more on that front. Some things I'm looking forward to on Friday besides just heading into the weekend. We didn't get it on Thursday because of rain. We got Pablo Lopez, Tarik Skubal on Thursday. Looking forward to that one. Freddie Peralta versus Tyler Wells. That's a fun one as well. Two really surging teams with the Brewers and the Orioles. Two of their better pitchers. Well, Peralta for sure. Wells is good, but not their ace. Kevin Gausman versus Colorado. Been a rough couple starts since he's come back from the IL. Gausman got shelled in his last outing to top it off. Good matchup versus Colorado here. Let's see if he can get right. Mentioned the kind of in the DFS part, but Reed Detmers versus Tanner Houck. Both pitchers have been outstanding to start the season. Detmers is a strikeout machine, like a 33% K to walk, almost 19% swinging strike rate to start the season. These are great things. Tanner Houck's been great also. Really looking forward to that matchup. And then your West Coast nightcap, Michael King, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Padres, Dodgers, rivalry. Let's go. Great way to kick off the weekend here on a Friday night with tons of great baseball action and other things you need to do. PitcherList.com. Go check it out, folks. You won't regret it. All the great free content, tons of that out there. But you also got PL Pro, PL Plus. You won't regret it. Get you in an amazing Discord. Great stuff there. All things baseball, fantasy baseball, and much, much more. Plus, you get some great new content, PLV Plus. You get new podcasts, new videos, new everything that keeps coming down the pipeline at PitcherList.com as Nick's big brain and all the helpers around him keep providing more and more for your fantasy baseball needs. Go check that out, PL Pro, PL Plus on PitcherList.com. That'll do it, folks. Wrapping up another episode of the First Pitch Podcast. I'll be back with you guys to recap Sunday and preview Monday. Jake Crumpler, as usual, has you covered over the weekend. So enjoy your weekend. Stay safe. If you like golf, enjoy the Masters. Tons of great baseball. Have fun. I'll be back with you guys later. This was your First Pitch Podcast, Friday, April 12th edition. Hope you have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.